Coach basically was just talking to us about holding our leverage. The effort was there. You can see it on film, 11 guys trying to get to the ball, but now we just had to take it to another level with just guys holding their leverage, not being nosy, and just trusting that your next guy will be there to help you. So that was just our main focal point going into this meeting. That's what we had to apply to the practice field and going to this game.
Morgan, when you say holding your leverage, what do you mean?
Just basically, like, if one guy is supposed to contain, you got to keep that contained because, you know, if you go inside and you're supposed to be containing, they allow him to, you know, when you think he's bottled up, to bounce outside and get big gains on you. So just if you're supposed to contain, you got to keep your containment. If you're the force, you got to hold your force.
Morgan, Mike was saying Charles been cleared to play. What's it mean to you guys as a defense to have him back there?
That means a lot. That's one of the leaders on our team. You know, Charles Woodson is a playmaker. He makes plays, and he's going to bring energy out there. And just seeing him moving around, excited in the weight room, that makes you excited as a player to go in the field to battle with him.
Could it potentially help a lot having him, you know, with his physical violence style attack on against a guy like Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, it helps out. Like I say, Charles Woodson is a playmaker. He's one of the leaders on our team, so it's going to help out. Any help we can get, we got a full team. We can roll.
And answer the bell.
Yeah.
Are you tired of being asked about Peterson?
You're going to get that question because the type of running back he is and the type of leader he is to their team. So I know you know the question is coming, so you just deal with it and get ready for Saturday.
Has it been frustrating? I mean, 210 the first time, but I know you guys last week prepared so hard for him again, and he still goes for 199. What's the level of frustration?
It's tough, but really our main focus, like Coach addressed to us today, it's not just about focusing on Adrian Peterson. You know, you have to focus on stopping the run, period. And they have other playmakers on their team and just playing together. And like I said, go back to holding our leverage. And if we go with that approach, we should be fine.
What's the big difference in this loss as opposed to the previous win? The fact that Christian Ponder was able to make a few of those third down conversions and help them move along the ball when they needed him big time? And what was the key for Christian doing that?
Like I said, they did a good job running the ball. Then Christian, like I said, he's a good quarterback with throwing on the run, and that's what he did. He was throwing on the run, and they was capitalizing on big plays to whereas when we played him here, we caused two turnovers. And this past game we lost, we didn't cause any turnovers. So really, main focus just stopping the run and try to win that turnover battle because if we can steal the extra possession for our offense, that's a plus for us.
They haven't won an outdoor game all year. All the games they've won are indoors. Is there a Lambeau factor? I mean, it's cold for everybody, but do you feel that there's a Lambeau factor for you guys?
Playing at Lambeau is fun, you know, just with our crowd. It's a night game, playoffs. Playing against your division rival, it can't get any better than that.
What's the difference between Ponder on December 2nd and since you've seen him on film since? I mean, they won their final four games, and he seemed to be a big reason for that. Did he look different back when you prepared for him going into the first game versus now?
No, he's still, in my opinion, he's always looked good to me. The Texan game, you know, he did things more with his feet against us. You know, he did things throwing the ball. So, like I say, Christian Ponder's a good quarterback. You know, he's capable of extending plays with his feet, and you've seen him sit back there and make plays on the run, throwing the ball. So you just stick to your techniques, not panic or anything, and just as long as we stay together, we'll be fine.
Is his running ability something you guys do actively game plan for quite a bit, or just a little, or as far as the contain with him?
Yeah, you just have that goes back to like everyone just doing their job. You have containment, you just have to contain because, like I said, he's an athletic quarterback, and he can get on the edge and run for big yardage too.